AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great menu, great everything, and great staff as well. Really is well worth a visit, the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar and Grill. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay in the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message over the weekend. It was actually sent by email, which we get from time to time. The email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And it's from somebody who just wants to be referred to as P, the letter P. Can you highlight this important topic about single dads on Christmas Day? I have never had my son stay with me for Christmas Day, and he's now 11, so this is his last magical year. I broke up with his mother when he was one, and every year, even though I always ask her, she always says that he needs to be in his own home on Christmas morning. This year, I gave her months' notice, and she still won't give in. I always take him from 6 p.m. on Christmas Day, but just for 1 year, I wanted him staying with me on Christmas Eve and waking up with me on Christmas morning after Santa having delivered his presents. I don't want to go to a solicitor, I never have wanted to, because me and her have a reasonably good relationship and it will wreck it. We have shared custody, so why not Christmas Day? I can't even go to her house on Christmas morning because she lives with her partner. It's breaking my heart that I haven't got one Christmas Day with him since he was a baby. Please just call me P if you highlight this. And that is from somebody that we will refer to, as per his request, as simply P.
And somebody I spoke to off air, actually yesterday, for about a half an hour, and he's a lovely, lovely fella. I can't relate to what he's going to, and I'll be honest with you guys. And, you know, if you are in a situation where you do have kids with someone and you're separated from them, if you're from a broken home, maybe you'll know a lot more about this. So I'm being honest, is that I've never been in this situation. I have friends that are in this situation. I told Adrian a shocking story earlier, which I won't go into too much detail about, but a friend of mine who is in a similar situation to P and gets to spend Christmas Day from about 6 or 7 in the evening. And last Christmas, he was driving over to pick up his child from his ex's house, and she rang him about half an hour beforehand and said, you can't pick him up, he's not feeling well. Now, he probably was okay. She just didn't want to give him over. So I can only imagine what it's like if you are a separated father at this time of year.
It's one of the reasons I've never liked Christmas. I find it such a divisive time of the year. You know, everybody goes on, oh, it's happy, 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 happy. It's not for everybody. It's very, very difficult for some people. Here's my thing on this.
Now, and I just want to say as well, because people always want to know this, do we discuss what our opinions are before this? I have an opinion and I'll give it in a few moments. Mm-hmm. Myself and Adrian did not discuss beforehand.
Which we normally would.
What we normally would, but we didn't have time because I was talking to him as well because he wasn't sure whether he wanted us to cover it. And he actually does want us to cover it now. So I have no idea what you're about to say.
Speak. Okay, my thing on this is how too much of a deal is made over the whole Santa thing. Santa delivers the presents to the child on Christmas morning, yeah? Daddy's issue here is, well, I want him to come to my house. I just don't get that. I don't get what the big obsession is about what house Santa drops the presents. The fact of the matter is that P does see his child on Christmas Day. It's not like he never gets to see his child. His child stays with him on Christmas Day from 6 o'clock in the evening until the next day.
Okay,
hang on.
Yeah, go on.
So P didn't get to see Santa dropping the presents. But he gets to give him his own presents then that evening. Same thing, same difference.
Now, I was not expecting that from you, I'll be honest. So I'm actually don't know what to say now because I was expecting you to
right,
say
there's about, three or so four years where it's magical and the kids come down and they open their presents
yeah,
and
I
blah, blah,
Christmas
blah.
Yeah, morning with the kids.
Yeah, but here, another couple of years, that'll be all gone. It'll be all over, yeah? And my point is, so what if you're not there to see them opening their presents? Because that evening... Listen for a second. That evening, Daddy P gets to give his presents and probably from his granny and granddad on Daddy's side.
It's not the same
thing. And the kids are opening their presents for them.
Okay, I'm shocked. Genuinely shocked that you would say that, okay? Genuinely
and
shocked.
And can I just tell you, by the way, that's me speaking as somebody who was a separated father for much of my kids growing up.
But that's why I'm absolutely shocked. You should be championing single father's rights. You were a single father. You didn't get to spend one full...
I wasn't there when the kids opened the presents from Santa. Whoop-de-doo.
No, it's not whoop-de-doo.
It is whoop-de-doo. I don't know why people get so hung up on something like this.
Okay, you're going to offend...
Can I just tell you? Because it does come to an end.
That's why it's so important to actually... I actually believe... Are any of the rest of your speeches over this?
If this conversation was P telling us that he never sees his child around Christmas, that she never lets him see it, then this would be a different conversation. He gets to see his child at 6 o'clock in the evening and he keeps him overnight until the next day. Yeah? So what? Excellent. Everybody's happy.
It's a win-win situation. It's not a win-win situation.
Okay, well then you tell me why it's so important for Daddy to be there when Santa has come down the chimney.
It's the one thing I want to do, and if we became separated, I would make sure I do whatever it takes to make sure that continues to happen. And for you just to paint this picture of it being not a big deal is it's very, very wrong. I'm absolutely...
Okay, Jeremy, this is to massage this father's ego or to massage father's egos in general. My point on this is I don't see what the big deal is. You obviously, the kids, you'll be talking to them on the phone and they will say, oh, we got lovely presents, we got this and that
and
the other.
It is a big deal
for Daddy to want to see the smile on their face when Santa arrives. Whoop-de-doo. Seriously. Honestly, if this conversation was about a father who isn't able to see his kid over Christmas at all, I'd say that's an absolute outrage.
There's actually something wrong with you if you didn't want to be around to see your kids.
Okay, in P's case, his child lives in Mammy's house 90% of the year. Is that right? Is that correct? Is that his family home? Yeah, is that where he lives?
It is his family home.
That's where Santa should bring the presents. There you go. End of conversation.
No, that's why does that need to be? Why does it always have to be the mother that gets
the
first...
Well, it's not always the mother.
In this case, it actually is. So I want to...
I'm not even saying that I think it's great. I just don't see what the big deal is. I don't know what the big hype is over being there and having them on Christmas morning. Whoop-de-doo.
So say that to P and to all the other fathers.
When does this stop? So do you, 16-year-old, oh, it's my turn. They have to be with me at 16.
I want you to, because single fathers and separated fathers are listening, so I want you to say that to them that it's not a big deal if you don't see your kids on Christmas morning.
It is not a big deal if you don't see your kids on Christmas morning, no.
Like why?
As long as you're seeing your children over Christmas. So I'm assuming that this dad sees his kids probably on Christmas Eve or his kid on Christmas Eve.
I think it's a failure on your part, by the way, that you didn't demand that you have them some Christmas Day. I think that shows...
For what purpose?
It shows a weakness.
For what purpose?
It shows a weakness.
A weakness because I'm so pathetic that I have to see my children on Christmas Eve.
No, that you didn't actually...
I have to see them.
That you didn't actually...
I actually think that not stirring the shit over something so unimportant... Being there when Santa arrives. Seriously. In a couple of years, Jeremy, Santa won't be coming to your gaff anymore.
But this isn't about me, because I'm saying
in general.
I do get to see my kids every
You're lucky. You're lucky. And that's fine.
Lucky? But like, what's, no, there's no luck.
I just don't get what the big deal is. There you go.
Okay, well done for pissing off thousands.
I want to hear from you on this. Yeah. Our WhatsApp number is 08582. Does anybody else agree with me on
nobody,
this?
Nobody. Literally nobody will agree with that, because it's a bullshit point.
Sorry, if nobody agreed with me, then this would be a 50-50 arrangement, and kids would always go mammy 1 year, daddy the next year. But it's not, so obviously there are people who agree with me. Martin has been on to us.
Afternoon, lads. I won't be able to come on today, I'm afraid, but I suppose this is just the reality of it, isn't it, when you're split up with your partner or your mother or father or kids, whatever it is. Fortunately, I'm not in that position, but a couple of mates of mine are. I think this mother's been, well, more than slight bit selfish. She is being selfish, that she couldn't let him have one Christmas with them, especially, you know, how he's saying that the relationship is pretty decent between them. That's just the control element that a lot of these women have when it comes to the kids. Like, they have the stranglehold when it comes to the kids, if there's kids involved, you know, and they use them as manipulation tools. Like, a mate of mine, his missus did the dirt on him, that he owns half the house. She now lives in the fucking family home with the kids and the new jockey. He's still paying half the mortgage because they can't afford to buy each other out. And she's banging on to him about, oh, you want to be paying 50% of that mortgage because for your kids and all of this. And he's paying his way, don't get me wrong. But there's just a lot of women out there who use kids as a bit of a tool, a bit of manipulation. So she's being very selfish, like, you know. Especially, he can't even go around Christmas morning. Like, her partner should have been a cop on as well. Like, it's not his kid at the end of the day. Especially when your man is involved in the child's life and they have a good relationship. So surely to fuck, just let him over for an hour in the fucking morning. Let him see your man open his presents that he's probably fucking paid for. Cheers, lads.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
How are you going? Thanks.
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
I think the mother has been very selfish. So she is, by not letting the father see the child on Christmas morning.
Selfish in what way? This child lives with his mammy, spends most of his time, his family home is with his mammy. So surely it stands to logical reason that that's where Santa would visit the child.
Yeah.
So what's the problem here?
What the problem is, Adrian, a child comes into the world with two parents the majority of the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Right, the child doesn't come into this world to be punished, and that's exactly what the mother is doing. She is punishing the child.
How is she punishing the child? By Santa visiting the child's house where the child lives most of the time. How is that punishing the child?
Because she's not letting the father come around and let she's not letting the father come around and letting the father see his child opening up Christmas presents on Christmas morning.
But what is the big deal? I just
memories, Adrian, memories. The father equally wants to see the child's face lit up with the presents that Santa has delivered. Plain and simple.
Well, this is really what I've just no soul, I've no heart. I can honestly
tell
you. You're
being a bit of the Grinch, Adrian,
No, I can honestly tell you, and I mean this genuinely.
I know you're not making this up. Because
I was always delighted to hear my kids were really happy. They got lovely presents
from
Santa.
But you weren't there for. You were an absent father.
I was there a couple of hours later.
No, that's not the same. You were an absent father. You missed out on most of their Christmas mornings.
No. But Christmas isn't about me. It's about the kids, and the kids were happy. The kids got their lovely presents. They were all delighted with life. They shared that information with me on the phone. Oh, Santa came and he gave us this, that, and the other. And then I just don't see what the big deal is. That's the God's honest truth.
Yeah, but all right, you were an absent father, if I may say.
I wasn't there when Santa climbed down the chimney. I was there a few hours later. I wasn't an absent father by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, my apologies for getting that wrong, Adrian. But would you have not have, going back to when your children were young, would you have not have liked to see you sitting in the sitting room on Christmas morning watching your kids opening up their presents that they received from
Santa? Anya, in the ideal world, sure, I wouldn't have even separated from my wife. I would have stayed with her and blah, blah, blah. But that's not, I didn't, we did separate and we ended up living separately, and that is just the reality of living separate lives and having a relationship that is broken down. That is the reality of it.
I can understand that, and I can acknowledge that. But at the end of the day, there is separate parents out there, and there is. Nine times out of the ten, not only is the mother punishing the father, she's also punishing the child.
I don't understand how this is punishing a child.
Because she's refusing to let the father of the child.
Okay, but this only becomes an issue if daddy says something like, oh, I'm so sad I wasn't there to see you opening your presents.
No,
if daddy doesn't open his gob, the child will know no different.
No, Anya's actually right. This is punishing the child. The only person that is, two people are being punished here. The child, because children want both sets of parents around. And unless, I would say this, unless it's a situation between you and your ex where there was abuse or something like that and they don't want to be around you, just put on a show for the morning. Put on a show, even if you can't stand each other, put on a show for the kids, sit down, open the presents or whatever, if he can't stay. But sorry, there's no even reason for that, because a child should be able to rotate 1 year with mammy, the next year with daddy. What is the problem with that, Adrian?
The fact of the matter is that this child lives with his mammy 90% of the year. Is
what's
that right?
What's that got to do with
that? It's to do with everything. That's where the child lives.
He didn't say 90% of the time.
That is where the child lives. Yeah. Okay?
But she hasn't, he's allowed us to say this, she has another child with her new partner as well. So she's still getting...
Even more reason that he shouldn't leave the house.
No.
Even more reason that he should stay at home in his family home with his mom.
So basically what Adrian is saying to you, everybody, is that single fathers, separated fathers, do not deserve...
I didn't say that.
Do not deserve...
I did not say that.
That's what you do not deserve.
All I said, the only thing I said was, what is the big deal here? Why are people making such a mountain out of a molehill over Santa and a bloody present?
Because it's a very big deal. These times you'll never, ever get back. Yeah? Your kids aren't at Santa age anymore.
No, I know they're not.
No, so they're not. So you never get those years back, okay? And because you didn't have the balls or backbone to say...
Jeremy, I was happy enough for my kids to say, oh, Santa came and Daddy, look at them.
Well, that's the difference between me and you. I wouldn't be happy enough for that.
You would cause untold shit just for the sake of it. Because that's what P is facing. He could go to court and he could demand equal access to his child on Christmas. Now, it's a bit late now because sure, by next year, Santa won't even be going to that house for that child. But he could cause untold shit. And all I'm asking is, for what? Seriously.
Well, Anya, just don't bother. Men should just sit back.
I didn't say you should just sit back. If it really means that much to you, you knock yourself out. But this whole thing of Santa comes to daddy's house this year and Santa comes to mammy's house next year is a load of rubbish, to be honest.
No, it's not
because all it's to do is massage the dad's ego. That's literally all it's for.
I just can't deal with this.
Anya,
are you flabbergasted at the way Adrian's going on? As if you weren't a separated father, I'd say fair enough, Adrian. You don't know what it's like to...
Because I just never saw it as such a big deal. It was never a huge issue for me.
It was obviously too much hassle.
The kids got... Santa came and saw them and... Well, he didn't even see them. He just left the presents there.
Wow. Things like this, says Martin, this is for you, Adrian, are the reason suicide rates are so high amongst men. That we just sit back and we go, yeah, she knows best. Mammy knows best.
No. I would argue with you, Martin, that some people make too big of a deal over this. Like I said, if this guy didn't see his kid for the whole of Christmas, I would say, absolutely, that's outrageous. Go to court. Demand it. He sees the kid at 6 o'clock that evening and has the kid overnight on Christmas night.
Yeah, but that's still not the same.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. And you know it, Adrian. It's not
like Amanda is saying. Can you imagine not seeing your kid on Christmas Day? He does see his kid on Christmas Day.
Christmas morning. Big difference.
I just don't get why people make such a big deal over this. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I'm surprised at you.
Why?
I'm actually shocked at you.
Why?
I thought since you being a separated father yourself, be defending him, but sure, look, he's always finding new ways to surprise me.
Okay, my argument is, Anya, I don't understand, and maybe somebody can explain to me what's going on here. I don't understand what the big deal is.
6 p.m. is different to Christmas morning. Seeing your son at 6 o'clock in the evening is way different to seeing him on Christmas morning when he's full of excitement. Because come 6 o'clock, he'll be having his dinner, again, and then point out he'll be on to bed.
Maybe I'm just totally unsentimental, but I just don't see...
There you are.
What did...
You're coming across as very heartless.
Okay, all right. Santa arrives in most houses at about 3 or 4 in the morning. And in a lot of houses, mm-hmm. the kids are up at 5 o'clock. Do you want daddy around at the house at 5 o'clock in the morning? No, obviously not.
Well, then as Jeremy said, why not alternate every second year? What's wrong with that?
Because the young fella lives...
Well, they might be dragging us to court.
Yeah. The young fella lives...
It doesn't matter. Santa Claus came... If we're talking about Santa Claus can go wherever you want.
Santa Claus can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. We were away 1 year. We didn't stay in the house, Adrian. We were away in a relative's house 1 year for Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
And guess what? Santa actually came to the house they were staying in. It's actually possible to get Santa to deliver the presents to a house that you're not staying in.
Don't start going, you owe me an apology.
No, you owe the single fathers of Ireland an apology.
For saying what? All I said was, what is the big deal
here?
Saying
that it doesn't matter.
What is the big... Why are people making such a big deal over which house Santa comes to? Because the fact of the matter is that child...
How do you think this is going to impact the son? How do you think this is going to impact him years later when he's like, oh, how was your Christmas?
Seriously, Jess.
Oh, grand, but dad wasn't there.
Seriously, do you genuinely believe any child is going to remember whether daddy was there for Santa...
At 11, I think they do, yeah.
No, they won't. I'm telling you, they won't. I am telling you. You go and ask either of my kids.
They do.
Was your daddy there when Santa came down the chimney? No, he wasn't. Oh, my God, are you traumatized for life? No, I'm not. Seriously.
I
don't know if you realise this, Jess. Eventually, kids get over the whole Santa thing. They move on. They forget about Santa.
And that's why it's so important.
They'll be thinking, oh, well, you all had your mum and dad. I never got to see my dad on Christmas. I see him in the evening.
You've literally a window of 8, maybe 9 years, Adrian.
To massage your own ego.
No, it's not to massage.
By the way, this applies in reverse. If a child spends most, and there are a number of cases where the father has a majority custody.
Rare.
It does happen. And I would say the exact same thing, that Santa should visit the child in the house where the child mainly lives.
Oh, bullshit, where the child mainly lives. Who cares?
What's Christmas about? It's about family. What's she doing? Not letting all the family be together because she's being a selfish fucking cow.
Sadly, Jess, that is the reality of broken relationships. They were in a relationship.
I know the reality.
They split up when the child was born.
I know the reality. Yeah, I know the reality of a broken home. I come from fucking one. I know the reality of it. But at the end of the day, she needs to put her fucking ego inside and say, do you know what? You want some Christmas morning? It's finally time you had your turn.
I honestly and genuinely I don't see what the big deal here is. Yes, if you can have a great relationship.
You're a heartless man, that's why.
No, I'm not heartless at all. Not heartless in any way.
You're heartless towards a single father, aren't you?
All I'm saying is, if you can come to an arrangement with your ex where you can come to this 50-50 arrangement, Santa in your house, Santa in my house next year, grand, happy days.
Well,
knock yourself. If you can.
But
you
won't do that.
If you can. But is it worth the shitstorm?
What shitstorm? By getting you, what you're...
How is it a shitstorm by saying, oh, God forbid, our mum and dad are in the same room?
His exact words in his message I don't want to go to a solicitor because me and her have a reasonably good relationship and that will wreck it.
She's not being reasonable. Being reasonable. I drag her to the court.
Okay,
and say,
he's saying most of the time.
She's having them every Christmas
most
morning.
Most of the time he has they have a reasonably good relationship, okay? Now, mark my words. If he goes to a solicitor and says, I demand to see my child on Christmas Day, they won't have a good relationship anymore. He will literally stir it. He will stir it just for the sake of a couple of hours on Christmas morning. That's the bottom line.
He won't stir it.
Okay, stay there.
He's the one causing all the issues.
Okay, stay with me for a second. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this on 085-825-2626. Glenn!
How's it going, lads and Katie? Honestly, I want to make it really short, but I'll do 1 year on, 1 year off. And that means the parent that doesn't have the child on Christmas Day can do Christmas Day on Christmas Eve. So I'd stay the 23rd to the 24th. The child goes home from like 6 or 7 to go back to the other parents' house. They have Christmas Day. The whole Christmas Day with the other family or with the other parents, you know what I mean? It's very fucking simple, but if life was that simple, we'll be a lot happier.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
What's the story, lads?
Well, Dave, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I think it's a complete joke. I've personally, what you said, you're right about going to solicitor causes more shit. I've done that. I went to court in the hopes that I'll get to see my daughter on Christmas. I got told no. Not once have I seen her on the Christmas, like the Christmas Eve, the Christmas morning. It's horrible waking up, and the first thing you do in the morning is cry. The last thing at night is cry. Just because you want to spend time with your daughter. Like, you was giving the big one on this, being like, oh, if you don't pay maintenance, you're not a regular back. Come here. I made the child the same time she made the child.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us own it, so it's only equal that you split responsibility over Christmas, do you know what I mean?
Okay, but let me ask you then, what arrangements do you have for Christmas?
Christmas Day. So she is, like, I have the baby day on Christmas Day, I drop her back to Jordan at night.
Sorry, say that again?
I'd have the Christmas, like, not Christmas Eve. I'd have her like about 2 o'clock Christmas Day, and I'd keep her for a few hours, or else I'd have her for the night, like, you know.
Okay, so some years you will have her, you'll collect her at lunchtime on Christmas Day, and you keep her until the next day.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Adrian. Christmas is nothing for adults. Do you agree? So you want to wake up and see the excitement in your child's face on Christmas. The fact that Santa's after being here when everybody's after being asleep, like, you know what I mean? And share that with the child. And I haven't had that experience. And I'm sure a lot of other men haven't had that experience.
Okay. And let me ask you then, the impact that has on you.
It's depressing. It honestly depressed out of your head every Christmas. I don't even want to go in and see my family because I know my mood that whole day. It's just, I'm a downer. I'm not going to lie
okay,
to you.
Dave, let me just put it to you what I said a while ago.
By the way, Adrian, a bit of empathy wouldn't go...
Work with me for a second here, right? Sadly, that is one of the downsides, one of the negatives of a relationship that isn't that is broken up, okay? So your relationship with the mother of your child, obviously, you had a relationship at one time and now you don't. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if that's the point you're trying to make, what should I instead in a toxic relationship with the baby? And have
That's not what I was saying. What I'm trying to say is a relationship breaks
just
up.
Just put up with it because it's...
No. A relationship breaks up, and unfortunately, with that comes difficulties in terms of seeing each other, in terms of time with your child, because you don't have shared time with your child anymore, okay? That's a thing of the past, yeah?
But the only difficulty falls on the fathers in this country. That's a fact. I've went to court. I've went the legal route to try get my child on Christmas Eve to wake her on Christmas. Judge asked her the simple question, are you willing to let him have her on Christmas? No. That's the end of that subject. Like, you know what I mean? What are we supposed to do?
Dude.
Like, I live at the time now in a house on my own. So I was waking up on my own, Christmas morning, on my own with my child. Do you know what I mean?
It's wrong. That's morally wrong. It's legally wrong, in my opinion. I can hear the hurt in you.
Maybe I've no sentimentality in me at all.
No emotion and you've no balls. You're a weak man.
Dave, I'm asking. No, I'm not a weak man. I just couldn't really care less, if you want to be honest.
Yeah, because you won't fight.
How does that make me a weak man?
You just heard Dave on saying that he cries to hear a man. By the way, and fair play to you, Dave, because more men should admit this to them. And I'm getting upset even talking to you because even though I can't relate to what you're going through, I can't imagine. And this Christmas, will this Christmas Day be ruined for you because of the situation?
Now, I'll be honest, I have a new child, so at least it's something. But I obviously want my whole family there, like, you know what I mean? I want the family I'm at to make it to be with me.
Not much to ask. It's not much to ask. And as you said, you made the baby. I'm sure you're not one of these deadbeat dads that we talk about all the time.
No,
I'm sure
I
you,
pay
you know.
For the dead baby anytime I can. Yeah. I'll see the baby. Do you know what I mean? Now, I have a job where the hours are kind of all over the place, so I don't know where I'm going to be or when I'm going to be. So the only thing that would make me happy is to know that I can have it for Christmas, like, you know?
And when was the last Christmas that you got really upset about this? Because I'm just have this mental image of you in my head now, Dave. And it's sad, really, that you're sitting... at home on Christmas Day crying because you haven't seen your child. When did it happen? When did this...
Literally, she's six now. The first Christmas I was with them, and every year after that has just been torture for me.
And can I ask you, do you not get invited over for breakfast or anything of the sort, no?
With herself?
Yep.
No joke, Adrian, we can't be in the same room.
Yeah. Okay.
If she's dropping the kids are dropped to be mad. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a fucking angel. None of us are, you know what I mean? And I don't want the kid around the negativity that we bring on ourselves.
And that's great to hear. I'm delighted to hear that you don't bring the child into that toxic environment.
As well, Dave, and I don't know the situation, if it's just you, but when someone gets in, say from a single father like yourself, Dave, when you get into a new relationship, the woman that you're with now probably wouldn't be happy. Where are you going this morning? I'm going over to my ex's house for the day.
I'll be honest, I tried it and I wouldn't blame her. Like, obviously it's going to be going through with your new missus head. Why the fuck does he want to stay over with me?
I can only imagine if myself, my wife broke up and I got in a new relationship with a new woman, and two Christmases down the line, my new partner says, where are you going Christmas morning? Oh, I ain't going over to my ex's house. It just doesn't. This is why it makes it so much more important and so much more practical that you do 1 year on, 1 year off. I don't know why parents cannot come to.
Okay,
just
now, like I said, if you can come to that arrangement, great, but I just don't. Dave, I really mean this. I don't understand, and I've listened to what you've said. You're sitting at home on your own on Christmas morning and all of that, or you were. I still don't understand why it's so important.
Oh, would you explain to me,
Adrian? I know you had a separate relationship. Do you mind me asking what age you were when you separated from your kids, Matt?
My son was 7 and my daughter was 4.
Okay, well, to be fair, that's reasonable. Yeah. I was expecting it to say a bit older.
No. My son was 7 and my daughter was 4.
Adrian, you're just the Grinch.
It's not even about... for me, it's no big deal not seeing Santa delivering the presents. It's just...
But it is, Adrian. You see the Christmas magic in a child's face, you know what I mean?
But you'll see
like,
that
like,
anyway.
You get something off. You don't. No way, Dean. You don't. You can't sit there and say... Like, a kid won't go asleep on Christmas Eve thinking, oh, well, my cat's fancy, you know what I mean? All them little stupid games and the excitement in our face up until Christmas. I'm not being smart. When I get her, it's like, oh, here's the present. Santa couldn't fit them in the house. What? Oh, thanks, Andy. Do you know what I mean? It's gone. Christmas is finished then. I'm not giving her toys for the sake of giving her toys.
Unfortunately, Dave, when it comes to this type of thing, a lot of people say it's a man's world, but when it comes to parenting, it's a woman's world.
And, absolutely.
And from friends I know who've gone to the family courts, it will always side, and it's not always, it's very rare that it will side with the father. You, again, I'm sure there's two sides to the story. I'm sure you were a bit of a prick as well. It always takes two.
100%.
It always takes
two. Too bad for each other.
Yeah, and fair play to you for both having the balls to separate. It's not easy when you have kids, but it's a lot better to be apart than
definitely
than killing each other.
Yeah.
But that's why it's like, unfortunately, with a lot of separated parents, you're dealing with infantile behavior, and especially with separated women, because they weaponize children, and they just can't see middle ground, and they can't say, you know what, in the best interest of my child, he can be with Dave this Christmas and be with me next Christmas, and everybody is happy. I don't see
a fair rotation.
In an ideal world, great, come to that arrangement, but I just don't believe, and this is exactly what this guy P said in his message to us, I don't want to go to a solicitor because me and her have a reasonably good relationship and that will wreck it. Now,
I can tell you for a fact, he will be wasting his time going to a solicitor, because the judge asked her the question. A judge in this country is, I'll ask her and I'll give you the answer. Do you know what I mean?
But again, Dave, I'm not in any way, the fact of the matter is that this child that we're talking about here spends the majority of his time in Mammy's house. That is his home.
Does the child have sleepovers? Like, if that's the case, it's just another sleepover for the child, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was the two of their home at one stage, Adrian, and unfortunately things didn't work out. So they had to separate. And you know yourself as well as I know, there's plenty of dads out there that stays with the man just for the kids.
I agree.
That does more damage to the kids than anything else.
100%.
Like, you get punished for being a responsible adult. Do you know what I mean?
Stay with me for a second, Dave. Our number is 085-825-2626. Niamh. Eve.
Hi guys, really sorry I can't come on today, unfortunately I'm working, but I suppose the way I feel is it's the child's unit, secure unit is the family home, and I feel that, you know, that would be where Santi would come to, but I do also feel it would be nice for the dad to see his little boy's face open in the presence. So I'm thinking, would it be an option to maybe put both of their stuff aside and think of the child and say, well, would you like to come over Christmas morning? And, you know, you can bring your presents and you can watch him open in a Santi presence. Now, I know that's a stretch, but I just think, you know, it's about the kid at the end of the day. And I do feel structure is really important for children. And I think, you know, if that's his family home is with his mum, then that's obviously where Santi visits. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this?
I used to be really sorry for him. 11 bloody years. And he hasn't gotten to spend one Christmas morning with his child. And also, you know, he says that they have another child now. So that other child gets to spend Christmas Day with its mother and father. So why can't...
But sorry, Niamh, to cut across you. And that is the reality of relationships breaking up. This couple don't spend Christmas together anymore.
You didn't break up with the child. You broke up with the mother.
Yeah, I know,
so
I know
why
that.
Can't
I know
he,
that.
Why
but
can't
unfortunately,
he...
there are inconveniences in life when you have a separation like that.
Yeah, but for 11 years, I think he's been pretty beckin' patient. And at the end of the day, you don't get those years back. I mean, I was in that situation where we split up. And the first year was horrible, but I got used to it. And it was 1 year where she would go and she'd spend Christmas morning, Christmas Eve night and Christmas morning. Because you see, you don't get the years back where you see the magic in the eyes, where you're putting the cookies out for Santi, where you're hearing the sleigh bells on the roof and all that stuff. You're seeing them open their presents. It's not the same as 6 o'clock in the
Absolutely.
Evening. The child is knackered. He's 11 or she is 11 now. It's different. But all the other years it wasn't. They were tired, probably cranky. They were overstimulated.
No,
they just wanted to go to bed.
Basically what you're getting, Niamh, and I'll say this to Dave as well, basically what you're getting is the bits of turkey left over. You're getting the nibbles that are left over when you get
you're getting the crumbs from the table. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is, getting your kid. And I'm sure, Dave, you feel that way as well. By the way, Dave, just stay there for a second, Niamh. Just back to you, Dave. Are you able to, or have you been able to go on holidays with your child that you have with the...
Jeremy, up until I went to court now, I'll tell you this, right? So I'm with a foreign girl and we wanted to go back home to our family, you know, just for a holiday or whatever. And I got told no. So I ended up having to go through court for this. So I did. I got my way in court where, yeah, I can bring the baby. But the thing is, I had to go through court just to bring the baby on a holiday. Now, I'm sure it's because she didn't want me to bring the child on a forced holiday. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She wanted to be the first one to take her away.
Yep. That's what it is. It's rather than thinking about what's important for the child, it's about, you know, who gets the first to go on the holiday.
We spend so many times on these podcasts giving out about fathers and some mothers who don't give a shit. And now we have a father on the phone who you can hear in his voice how devastated he is over this. He's a good dad. I mean, it's a bit of an inconvenience, yes, but has anyone ever thought with the other child, the 11-year-old, anyone ever thought of asking them what they want to do? They're 11. They might have 1 year left where they'll get the magic, if they're lucky. Maybe the
Knows. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. At 11 now, seriously, I'd be amazed if there's another year in that child.
Yeah, but the fact is that he's basically been robbed of the previous 10 years. He's not allowed. Imagine being told you're not allowed to see your own child on Christmas Day, and then add to that the fact that you know someone else is sitting there watching your child open the presents. That shit messes with your head. That's horrible. It doesn't take much to just be a little bit mature and turn around and say, right, 1 year in one house, one year in the other.
I didn't even think about that. Now I'm even more angry that you just reminded me that. In the situation with P, who contacted us, his child... Yeah, there's another man spending
the presents.
A strange man is now seeing.
A strange man?
Well, it's
strange,
not strange. He's a stepdad.
No, but stepdad is getting more visitation then I tell you, I wouldn't be having it. I'd be standing at the front door on Christmas morning.
Again, I hate to tell you, Jeremy, that is the reality of blended families. That
But it's always the father, though, Adrian. It's very rarely the mother that suffers. It's always the dads. I mean, I'd say if you did six of these shows, if you did a whole week, Christmas week of these shows, you'd have fathers ringing up, not mums. It's always the dads. I mean, relationships break up. It's not always somebody's fault. It can just be the best thing to do. But yet the father's made to suffer. And like Dave had to do, sit in the house crying because he can't see his own child. That's so upsetting to hear. And, it's horrible.
And Niamh, again, I understand. Maybe I'm just, I don't have that, those thoughts. I just don't personally understand why such a big deal is made over the Santa thing. I really don't.
Because it's such a short amount of time. If it wasn't a big deal, we wouldn't have every single movie on the TV revolving around Santa. We wouldn't be bringing our kids to Santa. We wouldn't be talking about the magic of Christmas. That's what it is. Christmas is for kids, and to have somebody like Dave sitting in a house on his own crying because he doesn't get to see his child. I mean, there's no need for it. A bit of fucking common decency, especially the season of goodwill. Have a bit of fucking common decency. Just say, you know what, fine. You can either come over
Do you take the point that I'm making that if he, and it's a bit late now, the child's 11, okay? There's no point in doing it now. But for all of the hassle that it would cause, is it worth it?
Yeah, it'd be worth it because at the end of the day, he has as much right to making memories. I mean, he does not have one solitary photograph of his child on Christmas morning. Imagine that. Any memories at all.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to another Dave on line one. You're on Opinions Matter, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I was just saying there, look, I've gone through this for years now. My eldest son, he's 13, so we've gone through it all, but what we done for years was we had Santa come to the two houses, so I was still able to see the magic, as everyone says, there in relation to it. So there is a simple solution
to
it.
That's actually a great idea.
It's just working around it. I guess the Christmas Eve, I get all that, but there was phone calls, video calls for that. But it's just about being adults, really.
I think that's actually the best suggestion I've heard on this whole podcast. Jeremy, that is the solution. It really is. That makes perfect sense.
The solution is rotation. That's the only solution.
Listen to what the man said. Santa arrived at both houses.
I jumped in there now. We don't mind, Jeremy. We did do a rotation, and it doesn't always work. You have to give it to the child as well. Let them make the decision.
And in your case, I'm assuming, Dave, your child lived most of the time with his mother. Is that right?
Correct. That is correct. And then I get him at the weekend. So that would be
fairly standard in most setups, that mammy has the child most of the time and daddy has the child for a percentage of the time. So the child would describe their house as where mammy lives.
I'd even say home is here where you're when you're with me as well, but like if you ask him a straight question, where's your home, the first thing he's going to say is mammy's home.
This is the argument that I've been making. That will be the case with a huge percentage of kids in that sort of separated situation, that mammy's home really is their home. And it does happen where some people have a 50-50, 3.5-day-a-week arrangement. It's not that standard. But in your situation then, your solution to this was that Santa, not only did Santa drop presents to where your child lived, Santa also dropped presents to where daddy lives. And those presents were there for that child when that child was over with you.
Yep, correct, yeah.
Job done.
I didn't I didn't miss it. Like, I didn't feel I missed out on much. I get the whole Christmas Eve vibe as well. I get that. But I was able to make the phone call that evening and whatnot. And as I say, I did have him for one Christmas, but
you've just reminded me that things are actually even easier today because it is possible to have Daddy on a video call.
I wouldn't want to talk to my kids on Zoom on Christmas Day. Sorry.
Welcome to separation, Jeremy. You don't have to do that. You're very lucky. Welcome to separation, though. Okay. That is the reality. And it is so much easier now that I'm thinking, I didn't even have that when my kids were younger. But you can make video calls to the kids and literally see the excitement. I want to just bring in a few more messages before we wrap this up. Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Adrian, I'll try and explain it to you. It's the look. It's that magical look when they're coming down the stairs and they open the door or whatever for the first time and you see that look. You can't get that on camera. Maybe you just weren't into it with your kids, but I know I am, and I always was.
Sorry, Jason, video calls, that's the answer. That is the solution to all of this, it really is.
I love the way Jason, if that was me, I'd have had it said what you were saying, Jason would have gone ripped me apart. But because it's Adrian, it's like, you're just not getting it, Adrian. Why are people afraid of you?
I don't know. And Helen.
I'm a separated mother, and my son's father came over every single Christmas morning and still does. My son is 27 for breakfast. There has never been an issue. Santa came. It didn't make any difference what time Santa came, but his dad was here for breakfast at 9:30 every Christmas morning, stayed here till about 1:00. We did the grave together. We went to Mass together. We did all the things that you do as a parent. Did it matter that he wasn't here when Santa came? Actually, some mornings he snuck down and I didn't even see his face when Santa came, because kids sneak down in the morning and see the presents before parents sometimes.
All right, Helen, thanks very much indeed for your message. So, you were trying to make a big deal over me insulting single parents and all, single dads and all that.
I'm over it, and
that's my point. I mean, just don't make such a big deal of it. And in fact, Dave's solution is the perfect solution.
For spineless men.
Santa visit Mammy's house in the morning and Daddy's house in the afternoon. Job done. Happy days.
And I want to say to the other Dave, the amount of messages of support that we're getting for you opening up, Dave, fair play to you. You're a strong man. You keep with it. And fair play to you for being so open about your emotions and stuff like that, because it doesn't happen often enough with men.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.